Roland Martin. Good morning, Roland.
Morning, Tom. Tipple and Jay, tremendous outpouring of support, obviously, for Justice for Trayvon all across the country on Saturday. But one of the things that I've always said, we've always talked about, is what do you do on Monday? And so it must continue in terms of moving forward. We've also seen other kinds of different protests taking place in the city of Detroit over the last several months because of an emergency manager there, drama with the city council and leadership. Now there's a bigger issue. City of Detroit has now filed for bankruptcy protection. What does that mean for the retired workers? What does it mean for the residents there? We turn to Wendell Anthony, Reverend Wendell Anthony, who is the president of the Detroit NAACP. Reverend Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you, sir?
Doing great. This is a huge decision. President Barack Obama made it clear, no bailout for the city of Detroit. Governor Snyder of Michigan said the exact same thing. What does this bankruptcy protection mean for the residents of the city, for the retired workers?
Well, first of all, Roland, that's the same thing that President Ford said about New York several years ago, dropped dead. The president didn't say that. Currently, but that's what was said then. First of all, this was not a bailout that was a bankruptcy that was filed by the city. This was filed by the governor and Secretary of Treasury, Andy Dillon, through the emergency manager, Kevin Orr. The interesting thing about it is that we believe that it was premature, just like the judge, Rosemarie Aquilina, said recently, in which she made a ruling indicating that they need to withdraw the particular order, and that the governor must direct the emergency manager to immediately withdraw Chapter 9 petition on July 18th and not authorize any further Chapter 9 filing, which threatens to diminish or impair.
Okay, if not file bankruptcy, what can the city of Detroit do?
Well, first of all, Tom, there's a lot of things they can do. They can do the same thing that New York did in terms of partnering. They can do the same thing in terms of developing an advisory committee like they did in New York in terms of working with the particular city. They didn't necessarily throw out the elected officials. They did not take the power from the community. They worked with them. They partnered with them.
Who did they partner with?
They partnered with the city of New York. They did not do the same thing that was done here in Detroit. This is much deeper than a bankruptcy. This goes to the heart and soul of folk being able to control and to run their city, i.e. black elected officials. Let's not be unclear about that. This is a move that is being made, and if it works in Detroit, stay tuned, it's coming to your community next. This is a move that we know that is not necessary. You cannot just come into a city that has lost its tax base, that has lost the industrial base to the degree that you have withdrawn the kind of financial support and impact you've had for years, don't put any capital in it, and then accuse it of doing that which created the problem itself, making the victim the victimization for his own problems.
Reverend
Anthony, that's the reality here.
The supporters of this move,
yeah,
say the city has been severely damaged by poor leadership. They cite corruption. They cite the inability of politicians to get along, to make appropriate decisions, and to continue running up bills. And so that from critics is a huge concern.
Well, Roland, if you want to get something at a cheap price, you dirty it up. Certainly Detroit has had its share of problems. No one is not acknowledging that. But so has other communities all across this country. Lest we forget, there has been the largest recession, the greatest depression since the Great Depression in the 30s. That occurred between 2008 and 2010. Detroit was impacted by that. I'm on the pension board. One of the boards here in the city of Detroit. There has been no major discussions with us. The city has not put in money relative to its obligation to the pension systems as other communities are. And if you check,
but where is it going to get the money from?
Well, that's, you are under an obligation constitutionally to fund pension systems in the state of Michigan. The city has an obligation to do that. And when the city did not have that, the pension systems worked with the city, which we call smoothing, to give them more time to put funds in, to more time to address the issues. You raised a good question. Where you get money from? Allow the city, Tom, to come up with different ways to revenue, to generate revenue. Allow the city to be able to go out and to assess some other forms by which they can gather in monies. Detroit has one of the greatest water systems in this country. We are in the Great Lakes region. We have some of the freshest water in all of America. We want to sell our water. We can't do that.
Why?
Detroit has, I'm talking about revenue generated.
But why can't you sell the water?
Because there's a prohibition against the city being able to do that by virtue of the regulations that the state has and that the city has. We're saying take those regulations down. To give you another example, the city has the DIA, the Detroit Institute of Arts. They got $2.5 billion of art in the DIA. Okay, if you got a problem, put everything on the table. They passed a law here.
So you're saying sell the art?
They passed
a law which said that you cannot sell the art in the museum. They putting Picasso over people. You can take my pension. You can do something to us in terms of the community, but we can't sell Picassos? Please. I'm simply saying there's more to this than meets the eye. Detroit might be down, but Detroit is coming back. In a few years, Detroit is going to be the best place in town.
Okay.
Reverend Wendell Anthony, Detroit NAACP. We surely appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And this dialogue obviously has not ended because this is now in the courts. It's going to be a protracted issue there in Detroit. Thanks a lot.